Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. Today, my co-host is Ayana. Woo! Hi. Cheers, balls, excitement. Woo! This is so exciting. Wow. I always say we have to like imagine like there's like a crowd, there's like a live audience. Do you know what I mean? It's like, hey guys, hi. Thank you so much for coming. Hi.
Nice.
Do you know what I mean?
You.
Wow, you're really getting into chat. Hi. Guys, thank you so much for coming. I was literally about to start talking to the guys first. I was like, no, let me. Thank you.
That's really sweet. No, thank you so much for having me. I really, honestly, I've been watching your episodes. I've been wanting to come on here for the longest. I love it so much. And I love the concept of like faking adulthood because I feel like that's my life. Yeah. So when I discovered faking adulthood, I was like, oh, so it's not just me.
It's not just me.
Like, people get it. Yeah. So yeah, I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, you're such a lady. Like, that's the first thing I noticed when you came in. You. Like, guys, you didn't see it, but like, she had like this fur, like, well, it was like a pink jacket with like this fur on the collar. Yes. She's just so ladylike with her little heels and her capris. Like, you can't see her full fit, but she's just so cute and so ladylike.
Oh, thank you. Like, yes, I have to thank Raquel for that jacket. Honestly, she got it for me a little while back now. One of my stylists in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I grew into that jacket because when she first got it for me, I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
This is like diva. This is being diva. Like, but now whenever it gets the tiniest bit cold, I'm like, let's go.
You're like, it's get time. The jacket. It's time. Yeah. It reminds me of that Mariah Carey video. Every time it's like nearly Christmas, it's like, it's time.
It's time.
Ooh. You said vocals.
Nah, that one was a little low. Vocals. That wasn't that high.
That was high. That was high. That was really high. Okay. We got a vocalist amongst us, guys.
Well, yeah,
a real one. I'm always like acting like I'm like a vocalist.
Okay.
But I can't do that with you here because you're actually a vocalist.
You can do that with me here. We could do it together.
No. My harmonies will not be matching, but it's okay. It's okay.
Okay, fine. Bye-bye. I'm also a little bit raspy today.
A little bit raspy.
Yeah, I won't do too much.
You won't do too much. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that, actually. Yeah, I appreciate that. Guys, man, you know the vibes, okay? You know the vibes. I have to start my show with a complaint of the day. It's like how it just makes me happy. It gets me going.
Mm.
You know, I look forward to it every week. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Just to be able to complain freely without being stopped, without being judged. So yeah, it's just very important to me. And I guess I have a lot of complaints. I can't lie to you. And every week I say this, but genuinely I have a lot of complaints and it's very difficult for me to pick what my complaint is actually going to be today because so much has been going on.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot's been going on. And so I might actually have two because something happened this morning that I thought this country is actually insane. Yeah. But I'm going to go with this other one.
Okay.
Because I think that actually maybe as a community and as the human race is something that we can all come together on and say that actually is all of our complaints.
I want to know what this is now.
Okay. So my complaint of the day is this. We're in winter, and I think in winter there are certain things that we don't expect to experience anymore.
Okay.
Recently, I was on my travels. As we all know, I don't have a car currently, guys. Please be praying for me, and please keep streaming this podcast so my story can change. I don't have a car right now. I'm on public transport. Yeah. And suddenly, someone's sitting next to me, and they have a strong smell of BO. I just believe that that's not something I should have to go through. I already have my own problems.
Oh,
I shouldn't
no.
now be
it's
seated
offensive.
Next to someone, and the BO is so strong. Like, it's so strong in a way, it's like it's making my eyes water, and I'm thinking, it's not even hot. It's not even hot. It's actually cold now.
There's no excuse.
There's no excuse as an adult to be smelling of BO.
No.
Especially in the morning. Why are you smelling of BO in the morning?
I'm so sorry.
It doesn't make any sense. And now it's just ruining my whole vibe because I don't know where to look. It's already a tight space. Do you know what I mean? And I've got this smell and I'm thinking, what's going on? So I guess my PSA today is this, yeah? Guys, the natural deodorant, it doesn't work. Because a lot of people are going on this natural deodorant route, and I don't know why. Okay, I actually don't know why. It's unacceptable. And I don't know if this person was wearing natural deodorant. I don't know if they just didn't have a shower. I don't know if they don't have a sense of smell, so they didn't know. I don't know if they're just going through things. I don't know what their situation is.
I'm so sorry you had to go through that. That's like one of the biggest pet peeves with me. Like, why do you smell that way? I was in a restaurant one time and one of the servers came over and they had like an odor as well. And it's really difficult because I can imagine like working like in a restaurant and it gets really busy and then
hot.
Yeah, and stuff like that. I don't think it was a restaurant. It was a store actually, which I guess maybe is the same thing. But I just remember thinking, and then I remember working, I used to work in Harrods, and I remember they used to say, please make sure your hygiene is good. And I'm like, why do you have to remind people? Like, I felt offended that people were even saying that
you
to me.
Yeah.
But when I was on the receiving end
you said, okay,
of that
that's
sort of
why.
Stench, I was like, okay, now I understand why that happens. And I'm really sorry that happened to you, because being on the train is a whole other thing.
It's a whole other thing.
Because you can't really, like, move if it's, like, packed or, you know what I mean?
You're just like, oh. And you're just like trying to put your nose in and trying to not be offensive in the way you're covering your nose and you can't
breathe.
And
it's cold, so why is that happening? Why is that your situation?
I think it's natural deodorant.
Do you think it's the natural deodorant
thing? I think it is. It doesn't work, guys. I've had friends.
But what if it does? Like, I'm sorry.
It doesn't work.
Do you know what? No, you're right. It actually doesn't.
It doesn't work.
What people don't deep is like, when you go down the natural route, yeah, that means you also have to eat better food. So if you're eating normal GMO, normal chemical,
exactly.
And then you're using natural deodorant, where do you think all those chemicals and like bad ingredients in the food is going to go? It's going to seep out of your skin. So if you're, I personally can see natural deodorant working, but you have to do everything else natural as well.
That's a
like
very
you can't
good
be
point.
Eating Indomie. You can't eat, do you know what I mean? Those
the whole
heavy,
lifestyle has to be
you can't
natural.
Eat Takis, you can't eat Doritos.
Right.
You can't, because it's going to come out of your skin and you will stink. Yeah, because it has to go somewhere. So I'm just thinking maybe they didn't get that memo.
That's
and they
a good
only
point.
Did it the half, they only
100%.
Went halfway.
I believe that's actually exactly what happened. That is exactly what happened.
What was their aesthetic? Was it corporate? Did they look corporate?
I don't actually remember. No, they did kind of look like half and half.
Half and half.
Yeah. So
civilian.
Just,
like they weren't homeless. Or
no, there wasn't. No. This is just a normal person wearing natural deodorant.
That does not have an excuse.
That's my theory. But yes, that is my complaint of the day.
That's
what's
a good
your complaint?
One. That's a really good one, because I've been in my little fragrance bag and just, I love scent, and like in our house, we love things that smell good. And
yes.
I've been really obsessed over that recently, just more than normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so for you to say that, it just feels kind of in line. For me, my complaint, and do you know what? It's funny that you say like normally you have so many complaints and stuff and like you maybe wanted it to like get two off today, because I can't think of any things to complain about. Like I really struggle, because it's just like,
you're just like, oh,
just life is
it
just
is what
like,
it is.
Like,
life is good.
Life is good.
It must be good. It must
be
sweet.
No, but things do go wrong. Like, I do get annoyed. But it's like, now that I'm thinking about it, it's like, what is my complaint, though?
Mm.
So I have one.
Okay.
Because it's the most recent one.
Okay.
And it's a constant one.
Okay. Speak your heart. What's your complaint of the day?
I'm on dating apps, yeah? Mm-hmm. I'm single and I'm, like, dating and stuff. And I hate when guys ask me for my number 2 messages into the chat.
Oh.
What for? What do you want it for?
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So why is that?
So for me, it's like, you should really, and this might be naive because my mum always says I'm delusional, I'm unrealistic.
Mm-mm.
Fair enough. I get it. I maybe I am. But you should really only be getting my number when there's a date and a time and a place and you're calling me to check if I'm getting there okay, or you're calling me to just check in or whatever. Like, that's the only time I can see you really needing it. Like, why have we exchanged 2 messages? I don't know you from Adam, and you're about to get my phone number. That means you could literally call me every single day for the rest of my life. And then in order to get rid of you, I'm going to have to change my number. What if you leak my number? Like, what if, I don't know you. I don't know you. And when they ask for it straight, I'm like, it just gives, like, you're just going through every match, just asking for number. Hello? Whatever happened to, how are you? Hello? Do you see what I mean? I just feel like they go too fast.
Maybe they just want to get to know you more, like, talk
you can
on
get
the
to
phone,
know me, have
on.
A little gist
no,
in.
But, okay,
you
know?
That's one thing. Like, I'd love to have a chat.
Yeah.
Are you free for a chat?
Yeah.
That's another thing. Not, what's your number? Can I have your, like, what for? We haven't had, I'm talking about like 2-3 messages.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the vibe is.
I don't even want to talk to you.
Yeah, what is there to talk about? I want to hear your voice. You haven't said anything about my profile that's made me go, oh, like, let's talk about this. Do you know what I mean? Nothing, just what's your number? Why? I'm scared, actually.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's a very justified complaint.
And I usually just like, and because also like the apps, I use Hinge mainly.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you can send voice notes. So just send a voice note. Uh-huh. Like, what's the rush? Like, I think maybe because I'm just a little bit, like, gatekeepy over, like, my personal information. But that really annoys me because I'm just, like, just calm down. Like,
cool down.
Yeah, just
Why are you rushing?
Yeah.
You know what? It's a valid complaint.
Yeah.
It is a valid complaint. Is it? It's a valid complaint. Okay. When you first started the complaint, I was thinking,
this is not a valid complaint.
When you now landed,
I
was like, do you know what? I hear what you're saying. Yeah. And if they do it in a way where it's like, do you know what? I love your profile. I'm terrible at messages. If you don't mind, I would love to grab your number so we can have a proper conversation.
It's about the energy and the execution. Like, don't just wash your number. Can I have your number? No, you can't.
Like, no, you actually can't. Like, woo me.
Yeah.
You know, give me something.
I want to feel like we have something.
Like a vibe, a connection.
I want to feel like there's something here and not like I'm just a statistic. Like, I hate that. I really do.
Not the statistics.
Yeah, I do. Because sometimes I do think guys, it's like they kind of are a little bit one-track minded and they might not mean anything by it, but it's like you have to understand, like, this is how I'm going to receive you, like a weirdo. Why do you want my number already? Like, you haven't even said anything interesting. Mm. We haven't really said anything to each other. Do you know what I mean? I just think it's a bit overzealous.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a very valid complaint.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you for sharing that with me, actually. Very valid.
Complaints.
Yeah. Yay, complaints. She's like, I passed the complaint test. Yes. What's next?
Yeah, literally. What was going to be your other one?
Honestly, I think I want to save it.
Okay.
I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it because, yeah, if I get into that, it's going to get me angry again.
Oh.
But I just want to say this, guys. This country is insane. And there's no one here to tell the country that they're insane. And in my opinion, I believe that bills should expire after 2 years. If you have not received your money in 2 years...
Forget it.
Delete it.
Get over it.
Get over it.
Literally.
Get over it.
Like, what is that doing for you?
Don't be chasing people for bills.
No, you're holding on to too much.
That's over 2 years. Go inward.
Go inward.
Go inward and
resolve
release.
It internally. Find your own closure.
You're using the paper and pen to write letters to me, saying to me, oh, there's a bill.
We're not even on those terms.
Like, what's going on? How did you get my address?
How did you get it?
How did you get it?
No.
It's a violation.
It is.
And that's all I'm going to say on the matter, guys. It might be my complaint of the week for next week.
Yeah, save it. I'm excited.
But it might be my complaint. You guys know I'm learning English. Mm-hmm. And we spoke a bit earlier, you know. Yana here, she's quite good at English.
don't set me
she
up like that.
She was talking about all...
Don't set me up.
Oh, if it's from Latin, it has a different way of being said. Oh, if it's from German, it's good. She's educated and we like educated people. Okay. Do you know what I mean? We love it.
Mm.
As for me, I'm always fighting English.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? It's just something I constantly have to go through. So I have a word of the day. So my word of the day this week is, I think I can say it. I'm looking at this word and the word is looking back at me.
Ooh.
I've forgotten how to say it, guys, but I'm gonna still try. Okay, so let's see. Assiduously. Okay, I think that's it. Assiduously is my word of the day. But let's see if I. She's looking like I'm not saying it right.
Assiduously.
Yeah. But let's see if it's correct. Huh. I fear that it's not.
It sounds good.
But let's hear it. Okay, guys, one sec.
Assiduously.
Indeed. You know what? That's a lesson. Believe in your source, guys.
I like it.
Assiduously. Okay. That is my word of the day. Mm. And it means with careful and consistent effort. So essentially it means diligently. So instead of diligently, you can say, oh, you know, my managers are very good at going through contracts assiduously.
Oh. I like that.
I think assiduously is such a nice word.
Yes, it sits well on the tongue. You know? Assiduously.
Assiduously.
That's sort of situation.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I like that. It's a good word. Assiduously, I feel like you can use it in like your regular sentences.
No, most certainly.
Do you know what I mean? Most certainly. You could. Oh, God, it's... Assiduously.
No, because it's just getting me in that mode. Like, yes. No, assiduously.
Assiduously. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I like it.
Yeah. Mm. Before I get really into the show, I would actually like to announce that I am officially over one of my crushes.
How long did it take?
Oh, Lord. Lord.
Oh, no.
It took a minute. It took a really long time.
A year?
It's been, like, up and down for, like, maybe, like, 8 months of just, like... Do I like him? Do I not? Do I like him? Do I not? I think I like him. I think I don't.
What was the final straw?
Really going through the acceptance of this is not going to click and this man does not like you. You know, I think I do this thing where I like to look between the lines. Do you know what I mean? So a guy could be like, oh, I don't think it's going to work, or you're not the type of person, not like that, that sounds so mean, but like they have a certain type of person that they want to date and you don't really match it, not because there's anything wrong with you, but there's just a life that they have in their mind and you don't really quite fit into it. And in my brain, I'm always like, oh no,
he's scared.
Gray area. He's scared. Yeah, he's scared. He's scared of commitment.
I'm showing him his truth. And it's too much for him.
Right.
And I can see the way he looks at me. He knows I'm his truth.
Right.
So I'm not going to listen to him.
Right. He's
I'm
scared.
I'm just going to vibe.
Yeah, he's scared.
He's definitely scared.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. Or he wants a relationship, but he just needs to know that I'm the right person for him.
Yeah.
And it's all very subconscious, right?
Okay.
So in my head, in my logical mind, I was like, no, this isn't going to work. It's not it. But somewhat in my subconscious mind, there was still like an element of, because we're cool, we get on, da da da. So there was still like an element there.
Yeah.
But then in recent weeks, I finally really deeply accepted it.
So did you like block him or something?
No, I just was writing down like what I wanted for myself.
Tea.
You know, the kind of person that I wanted and how I wanted that person to make me feel. And I realized that it wasn't him. You know, it was like an illusion of him, but it wasn't actually him. Do you know what I mean? And he wasn't trying to be that guy either. Like, I think we're just good friends.
Was it one of those things where it's like a round peg trying to fit a square hole, or peg in a round hole on both ends, maybe?
Like, I mean, it wasn't even that clear. Okay. It was like a square and a rectangle.
Oh, okay.
You know? So it's like, it could.
It could.
But then it's just not.
Yeah, okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. It was that kind of vibe. But I can announce that I feel free.
I'm happy for you.
I can breathe.
Good.
You know, so I'm like, okay, we're good. Yeah. You know? So that's the
vibe.
That's
a good feeling.
It's
as
a good
well.
Feeling, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if, first of all, I've been in a similar situation. For me, like when I was done, I was so done. Mm. And it felt great because, like, even to this day, that person is not getting a response from me in less than 3 days. Okay.
Yes.
There was a time where I would be minute. By the second.
Seconds.
By the minute.
Seconds.
Yeah, of course. And now it's like, I would be surprised if I even remember to message him in 3 days.
Wow, I love that feeling.
It's such a good feeling. But then there are other people in my life where it's like, we don't talk, but if you ever came back and came correct.
You will give them chance.
Know, maybe I would just like welcome you and like allow you to do your thing and I'll open the floor for you to sort of show me what's going on. Do you feel like, which side are you on with this person?
Huh. No, I'm with this person. I'm on like, I respond when I respond.
Okay.
I mean, I like them as a person.
As a person.
Do you know what I mean? But it's just, he's not my lover.
Okay.
And that's okay.
Aww.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm
the place I'm
at.
You.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
And also the most exciting part for me in what you said is that you wrote down and were clear about what you did want.
Yeah.
That clarity is priceless.
It's
actually priceless. Because when you can really feel how it feels to know, it's almost like you already have it. Because it's like, actually, once I see it, I'll know. I don't even need to worry anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I did recently, And I don't, it was a very weird thing to do, but it just was amazing. So basically, I went on ChatGPT. This is very strange. Anyways, I basically wrote out...
I think I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, so I basically, like, wrote out, like, what my dream life is, right? Like, how I feel, like, what my friends look like, what my partner's like, what my career's like. Literally, like, as big as I could think, right, of, like, my future dream life, right? And then I typed into ChatGPT to basically describe a day in my life, in my dream life. And oh my God, it was so emotional. And it felt like it was like so real. Like it was so detailed. Like, oh, you've just woken up to massive windows and a high ceiling and you've gone to the breakfast bar and you and your husband are just laughing and then your kids run down. It was like the most beautiful like thing. And it felt obviously weird because, bruh, this is like a compute, like, what do you mean? But at the same time, I feel like sometimes it's like really good to just like allow yourself to really like imagine like more than what you can see. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
have you done that? What was it like
one.
For you?
It was insane. Like that was actually my very first time ever using ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. And I'm still a little bit skittish with ChatGPT. Just the concept of it kind of makes me feel a bit unsettled. So I didn't put too much information.
No, I didn't put everything.
I was like,
let me keep
you
some things
all of
to
my
myself.
Like you, I don't even know you. Okay. So, but I put some in there. Mm-hmm. And like when it kind of spoke back to me, like a day in my life, it was enough. I was like, this is crazy. And some things that it was saying, I was like, did I even tell you that part? Mm. Like it was put, reading between the lines and just giving me bits that I've been thinking and feeling and have never found the words to say or didn't say to, didn't program into it. Mm. And it even to this day, I only did it once and I got scared. Even to this day, like I still think about some of the things that I put in there. And I was like, no, that's actually crazy. And it's real too.
It's so real.
Like it's real.
It's just emotional. Mm-hmm. It was just so like, I wasn't like, I didn't cry, but I could have.
Yeah.
You know, because it was just like, oh, this could be my future life, you know? It was just a nice feeling, you know what I'm saying?
And there's something so real about, like, knowing what it is that, having that clarity that we talked about, like, that you found from that last guy, and just being so committed to that.
Mm.
And I've been thinking a lot about the concept of, like, shedding the old version of yourself, and, like, it's almost like a sacrifice, like, letting go some of the relationships or some of the beliefs and some of the habits even. But it's all kind of as a means to get to that end.
And
you have to do that.
You have to.
And so having that vision makes it easier.
Yeah, because you're really looking at like
you
what
know
you want.
What, yeah.
And then you're like, okay, this old
like,
thing.
What? Why would
let
I hold
go.
On to that?
Let it go. Literally. No, honestly, because it's just the art of letting go. I feel like that's a book or something.
Has to be.
It has to be. The art of letting go. It feels like it is.
You should write it.
I should write it. Yeah. The art of letting go. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's a safe space in heaven for introverts?
A safe space in heaven for introverts.
Yeah.
I actually think introverts are the closest to heaven.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I just, you know the Bible phrase, to know thyself?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the more you go on that journey to know thyself, the closer you get to God, the closer you get to who you are. And I just feel like heaven is just, you know, right there.
But the thing about heaven, right, the way it's been described, it feels like there's a lot going on. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
Talk about heaven, it's like as soon as you get there, you're praising God
So you mean
evening.
Like
yeah, so like
the kind
literally,
of traditional sense of idea
imagine
of
an
heaven.
Introvert, like you get to heaven, you just want to chill. You're not really trying to do much. And you get to heaven now, and now it's like, oh, come on, time for another praise session. Oh yeah, it's time to talk, it's time to this.
Do you think that's what it's like in heaven?
It looks a little bit busy.
Okay. I can
it
hear.
It sounds a little bit busy. Do you know what I mean?
But I just feel like
but
it's heaven.
But you love it. You would just enjoy it, innit?
It's heaven. It's just vibes. Like,
an introvert might not want vibes. An introvert might just want a bit of silence.
No, but as in, like, it's heaven. It's vibes. You could do what you want.
Mm.
And so the introvert does what they want because they're in heaven and they're vibing. And then everyone else just does what they want. Like, it's heaven. Like, what are the rules?
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah. Like,
What are the rules? I don't know.
It's heaven, though.
It must just be vibes. It must be. Like it's heaven to everyone. Do you know what I mean?
No,
whatever your heaven is.
Whatever your heaven is, that's heaven. I think.
Maybe.
No?
Yeah.
Surely.
If you were on X Factor and you were in the bottom two and you had to sing a song that was going to save you, what's that song going to be?
Probably some Whitney Houston one.
What Whitney Houston songs are we going to be?
Which one?
Yeah.
I like Saving All My Love. for you. I like that one a lot. And Greatest Love of All. But I think Greatest Love of All, I probably wouldn't be able to sing that.
I think you could do it.
Okay.
I think you could do it. What song would I do? I think I would either do Mariah Carey, Without You, which I didn't know wasn't her like original song. I thought it was her. Do you know the song I'm talking about? No, I can't forget this evening. Or no, your face as you were leaving. But like, what? Let me tell you something, yeah. You see the songs from back in the days. Mm. And what I love about your music, which I'll get into, is the fact that like, I feel like you're like talking about like what's happening. I feel like you're like a lover girl trapped in the wrong generation.
Oh, babe.
That's what it is you're going through.
Tell me about it.
But what I love about the old songs is that there's like a pain, and there's like a deep love. Like, how can you say, I can't live if living is without you? Are you hearing what she's saying? She's like, look, I don't want to be here.
I don't want any parts of this
life. I cannot live if living is without you.
Thank you.
And I was, when I heard that again, I just heard it again recently this week, and I was like, you know what? That's tea.
Thank you.
And then the other one, when the, Jennifer Hudson, when she sings that song, and I'm telling you, she said,
I'm not going.
Why?
Because you're the best man I've ever known.
And what?
There's no way
No way.
She had to repeat herself, by the way.
She did the ever,
no way I could ever, ever,
ever. And then she goes, no, there's no way.
No way. I'm living without you.
Thank you. Thank you. Literally, honestly.
That was fantastic.
Do you know which one I love as well?
That was really fantastic, by the way.
Thank you. Do you know which one I love?
You want all my love
and my devotion.
Like, oh, you actually really wanted that. You came here in search of that.
You want my heart and soul. Right on the line.
You want me to jeopardize myself on the front line.
I don't have no doubt.
And I'm okay with that, you know?
Wow.
The only trouble is...
Only trouble is... I really don't have the time.
Hello.
I've got one night only.
This is what I'm trying to say. Like, the men of this generation.
Wow.
They don't deep. Like, did you know you have 30 minutes?
You have 30 minutes.
You've been had only 30 minutes.
You've got 30 minutes.
You've been had that, that limited amount of time.
You are my dream girl sister.
And
I
can't
believe
this. And you want to talk about a talking stage. What is there to talk about? One night only.
You've actually got one night only.
You've got one night.
But that's why these guys are asking for your number straight away, though.
No,
because you just said they have 30 minutes.
There's such thing as nuance.
They have 30 minutes.
There's such thing as nuance. 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 There's such thing as approach. There's such thing as execution.
She's strict, guys. Finesse. She's very strict.
And it's a vibration. The thing is, as well, is like, you have to come with the right frequency.
I hear it.
You have to come with the right frequency. Like, I'm not saying don't have a sense of urgency. I'm not saying don't be about your business. I'm not saying don't be a man with a plan. But you've just said hi to me.
Hello.
You literally.
It's me.
I can see it in your eyes. Why are we doing such things?
Honestly.
This is so fun.
You're like my dream girl sister.
Thank you.
Honestly, and if I had all the time in the world, I would have definitely.
When I was little, I did like. I did like little shows. And well, they weren't little. They were like. They felt like massive productions, and I sang those songs, and it's just like so nostalgic to revisit them. Yeah.
I mean, that just gets us onto the next point. Okay. Like, who is Ayana?
Oh my gosh. I think, okay, besides the obvious things, like I am a beautiful, like adorable, pretty British Jamaican artist and performer, actress, dancer, songwriter. Enthusiast, you know, savant, all of the above. Besides that, like, I'm also just a girl in the world, and it's hard navigating being so groundbreakingly like amazing and just literally so normal and like a bit scared and like a bit like not sure what's going on.
Yeah.
Want to go home to my mum and don't want to go outside.
Yeah.
Like it's I'm both of those things, I would say.
I love that, you know. And it's interesting because I actually hear it.
Yeah.
It's like you're, yes, I'm confident and I know what I'm doing and know who I am, but at the same time I'm sensitive.
I want
to cuddle.
Yeah. I want ice cream.
I'm just a girl.
And I want to watch cartoons.
Yeah. That balance.
Yeah.
It's hard being an adult sometimes because it's like you actually do have to like balance out this world where like
it's you only
have
do you know
things
what it's,
to do.
It's only hard if you want it to be hard. Mm. I feel like the first step is deciding within yourself that I'm not going to say that this is hard. I'm going to just take it one day at a time. Mm. And I'm such a big believer on like manifestation and the universe will give you what you put out. Mm. And saying things like life is hard, this is hard, this is wrong, this is bad is like rookie mistake as far as I'm concerned.
You're like using your words.
Yeah, you say that and you breathe life into that reality for yourself. So yes, there's gonna be things that are new, things that are unfamiliar, but it's like, I've gotten this far and I'm all right, sorry.
That's a word right there though. Yeah. It's actually true, you know, like, cause I think, like obviously like we say it as a joke and we're like, oh yeah, life is hard, life is da da da. And it's true, I think maybe it's better to say things like, oh, well, this is unfamiliar, this is a bit challenging, this is new, but ultimately you didn't die.
You didn't.
You know, and I say that all the time, I'm like, okay, cool. This is a bit of a challenging time, but I've had more challenging times. Mm-hmm. And I was okay.
And you were literally
and I survived.
Okay,
yeah. And I didn't die. And that's the key thing.
And that is
do you know what I mean?
Thing.
You're alive.
Yeah.
I like it. You're like a ball of like positivity.
Thank you.
I love that. Like the energy, I just feel it. It's like, you know.
Yay. Just, I love that. Thank you.
Obviously, you've got this new project that's coming out about a boy. Is it actually about a boy or is it about a different boys?
It's different about experiences. Different experiences. It's definitely sort of like the kissing frogs stage of life that a lot of the girlies go through. Mm-hmm. And there's different archetypes of guys that exist that I've come into contact with, I'm sure you've come into contact with. Mm-hmm. And the project is just me like processing my thoughts and feelings in the face of those different scenarios and in those different situations.
Do you ever like get worried like when you are like with your songs that the person that you could maybe be talking about knows that you're talking about them?
No.
Oh, you don't give a heck?
I don't care.
Okay.
Oh, like there's not a single man on earth that I'm scared of. So,
period.
So if you clocked it was about you and if it was negative, then that's literally your issue. Like, that's your fault. Mm. It could have been positive. But to be honest, like, you listen to my
you're like, it could have been positive if you were positive.
Yeah, but I say that. But, like, when I actually listen to the songs, that I'm not cussing anyone. You know, in Boys Like You, it's a little bit pointed, some of the language that I'm using. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's based on reality. So what was I going to do? Lie?
Want to lie?
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
Absolutely not.
No, I hear it. How do you feel like it is being an artist in this day and age, though? Like, how is it for you? I love the way you market your music. Like, I feel like it's just so cool. It's so fun. Aww. Do you know what I mean? Your videos and you're on the street and it's just so, like, vibrant. But, like, what kind of challenges do you face as being a new artist in this scope?
There's a lot of change is happening really quickly.
Yeah.
That's the first thing right off the bat. Mm-hmm. I think the whole industry and like all artists and labels alike are just like, what's going on? Mm. But I think that feels kind of exhilarating because you can just, if you can be still and look into yourself and have just know, just maintain your vision, you can find amazing little pockets and little opportunities and windows of opportunities to do things that nobody thought of.
Yeah.
And I find that quite cool. And for me, like, yes, social media is crazy. Everything's evolving really quickly. But my thing is I'm a performer, I'm an entertainer, I'm an artist, and I'm a vocalist and a songwriter. So it just all comes down to that. Like, whatever it is, I'm just like, I just need to show that. So if it's performing, like, the choreography all around London in different places, that's because I'm a dancer, like, and I'm an entertainer, and I'm using social media as, you know, my tool to convey that. And if it's songwriting, then I'm writing for other artists or with other artists or featuring on songs and things like that. So, yeah, it's just, you got to just know what your thing is and just stick to that.
And I see that in you, you know. I feel like I see that energy of like, I'm just gonna do my own thing, you know. Oh, I'm gonna like be creative and just be out there, and I just love it. It's just so you. I keep saying it to you, I just find you so like cutesy and just ladylike and just so feminine. I just love it. It's you. So cute. But you're a lover girl.
Yes.
And it's not easy for lover girls right now. How are you dealing with dating right now? Because I know you said earlier that you're on the apps.
Yeah, I am.
You know, you're strict with the don't ask me for my number after two messages.
Literally, maybe like, literally like 5 or 6 maybe. But yeah.
So what's it like dating?
So for me, I think right now, honestly feels like a first because I'm genuinely like open. And it feels kind of weird because I'm also a singer and an artist, and yeah. I'm also talking about it, and it all feels a bit close.
Yeah.
It was very close. Yeah. Everything is very kind of literal and face value. But it's the truth. And I'm kind of being very intuitive about things because you know, I don't know who I'm going to meet and where I'm going to meet them and how I'm going to meet them. Apps is one thing, but I would much love to prefer to meet someone in person.
Would you date anyone in the industry? Not specific, I'm not about to ask her names, but like, would you date someone that's in the industry?
It depends what he's doing in the industry.
Like behind the scenes kind of guy.
I would say he would have to be super behind the scenes.
You wouldn't date another artist?
Not unless...
He was lank!
Not unless I had a really deep connection with that person and like I could tell from my gut that he's not joking around. Because I'm not joking around.
Okay, you said I'm not playing games.
Yeah, I'm not playing games.
That you're looking for the real thing.
Yeah, for sure.
I hear it. No, listen, I hear it. And I love that you're even saying it out loud. Do you know what I mean? Aww. I feel like people get shy. They're like, I don't know. It's so weird because we talk about our careers and stuff and it's like, okay, this is what I want. Mm-hmm. This is how I want it. Da, 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 da. This is who I am. But for some reason, when it comes to talking about like love and dating or whatever, there's always like a shyness about it where it's like, oh, I kind of want it, but not really. If it happens,
I used to be that
it's
way.
It's so passive.
It
you know?
Is really stupid yeah. as well because I feel like guys, they live off that. Like yeah. they live off of when you're scared to say what you want, they love that gray area. That's where they get all their juice. They're like vampires sometimes. They really can be. Mm-hmm. But that's because you it's a vulnerability when you can't own what you're looking for.
It's
an area of vulnerability, and in any situation, friends, family, social, work, people will prey on your vulnerability. I think if you're a girly and you know you want a relationship, say that.
Yeah. Look at the alarm. It came out at the right time. Right. Say that.
Ding, 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 ding.
You have to be able to say what you want and how you want it. It's so important.
You have to own it. Who's going to beat you? Who's literally going to beat you, literally?
And that's actually it, you know?
Honestly, that really upsets me. Like, I feel like people act like they're scared they're going to get beaten. And I'm just like, you're really
who's
not.
Who's going to beat you? Who is actually going to beat you?
No one's going to beat you.
No one is going to beat you.
Who's going to beat
me? Sometimes you have to remind yourself, you know.
You do.
For everything, there's certain things I'd want to do, and I'll be feeling nervous and scared. I'm like, what am I actually scared about?
Who's going to smack you?
No one's going to do anything.
Thank you.
Like, I'm going to do what I want to do.
Thank you.
How I want to do it.
Absolutely.
That reminds me of a video. I'm going to do what I want to do. There's like a TikTok video that's like.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Really? It feels like there's a TikTok video, and it's like, the sound is like something like, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And I'm gonna, anyways, it's in my head.
Okay.
Somewhere.
I'm gonna see it. Maybe I'll probably find it. As soon as after this, I'll probably see it.
Yeah, because that's how the phones, world works. You know, the phones be listening to our conversations.
I wasn't going down that route, but damn, you might be right. That is
scary. I'll be talking about cars, and then suddenly cars will start popping up on my phone.
I'm torn on that being the case, because I'm like, I can see how that might be true. Okay.
You're like, it's a conspiracy, and I'm not gonna listen to it.
I'm not putting it past. These phones and these companies. But at the same time, I just feel like the universe is so like astounding that like you can, even without the phones, like I could say something like, oh, I really want to, like the other day I was saying to my mom, I want to find a personal trainer. And then I was in the store in Westfield talking to my friend, and this girl across from me, I was literally talking about something else. She was like, oh, jumping on what I was saying, and it was about music. And then I was like, oh, okay, great. So what do you do? She's like, oh, I'm a personal trainer.
Whoa.
And I work literally 10 minutes from my house. I was like, so I think that's just like how the universe works.
Wow.
So I don't know if it's the phones and the companies or just the universe just doing what it always does, giving you what your mind is on, you know, giving you what you ask for.
That's kind of crazy.
Yes, it's magic. Real magic.
That's kind of crazy, girl. Talk about magic. I did sound baths recently. Have you done that before?
No, but I know what it is, I think.
Yeah, I'm not doing that again.
Why? What happened to you?
Do you know what? Yeah. I think I'm just going to stick to what I know.
Uh-oh.
See the soundbar thing, what it was doing to my body, I was like...
Were you vibrating?
I was actually vibrating. And I thought, because it was outside in the sun, so I thought it was flies. So I kept like hitting myself, thinking I was like getting... And it was like, no, literal vibrations. And in my mind, I just thought it was just going to be sounds, but there was lots of hum and lots of like stuff that I don't really need in my life right now. Yeah. I'm going to stick to what I know.
Do you know how funny that is?
Yeah, I'm going to stick to what I know. Yeah.
I think sound is one of the most powerful like energies and frequencies, or I don't know how you can categorize sound, right? But it's one of the most powerful things in the world.
I agree with that, but this was scary.
And I can, that's what I'm saying, I can understand why it would scare you, because I don't think we realize in our day-to-day how powerful it is, but then when you do a sound bath, then it's just sound left, right, and center, and you realize it's affecting your actual physiology.
I said, what's all this?
Yeah.
I said,
it's a bit much, isn't it? I've never done it, but I can imagine.
I said, let me stick to what I know. Yeah, I don't need to activate
stick to
things.
What you know, you don't activate things you don't even know. What
do you get
are.
It? I've got enough problems.
You do.
I don't need, now my body I'm walking is vibrating. It's okay. Thank you. Thank you. So I won't be doing that again. Mm. Are you as adult as you think you are?
Do you know what? I think I am more adult than I think I am. And that scares me, and I hate that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hate
it. Oh, I'm going to ask you some questions.
Oh, damn. Uh-oh.
Because this is adulthood according to me.
Okay, fair.
But you've come in
uh-oh.
Real strong. You are more adult. Okay.
Well, adult. I don't know if I'm going to pass your test.
But we'll see.
Now, because you're faking adulthood now. You know how to fake it.
We'll
you know how to really do it, so...
We'll see.
Okay, let's see.
Okay. Do you know where all your socks are?
Yeah.
Are they like categorized?
They're not tidy, but okay. I know where they are.
Okay.
Like that's a sock place, that's a sock place, and that's a sock place.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When you do your grocery shop, yeah. No, let me rephrase that question actually. Do you have storage of the things that you need? So let's say like shower gels. Do you have like multiple shower gels already in a house, or do you have to buy the shower gels as it finishes?
So I love smelling nice and I love good shower gels. So I prefer bar soaps. Mm. So I have a little kind of backlog of bar soaps, a couple little shower gels here and there. So I've never really run out of that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not an adult thing though. Not if you're obsessed with it. Like that's just a lucky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a dishwasher?
Yeah.
Do you use a different settings or do you just have one setting?
The thing is, it's obviously I live with my mummy, so I like to switch it up every now and then, just because I'm just like, well, the buttons are there. Mm. Like, I'm just gonna press them.
See what happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know. Is that the right answer or not?
It would have been bright if you're saying that you specifically know that in this wash it's like, you know, this is for the pots or this is for the...
Well, yes, that would make sense because they do tell you on the thing, like it's intensive. If I've got little light dishes in there, I'm not going to do a big 70 degree intense one. That's a bit like irresponsible,
okay.
To be fair. But I don't know. I actually don't like the dishwasher at all. So I try to avoid that.
What are your views on life insurance?
You have to get that stuff like sorted out when you sign a record deal, I think.
Oh.
So I think I have it partially sorted out, but not fully. Yeah. I genuinely don't know.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, you don't know?
I don't know. I know it's partially sorted out, but I just don't know exactly what
okay,
the
so you haven't
fine
read it.
Print is. Yeah.
You don't read the fine print.
I read it and then I forget about it.
Okay. Well, that's a point taken away. You're doing really, really well. Really, really well.
Okay.
Well, you're still an adult according to me.
Oh.
So I've got you a gift.
Okay.
Reusable cooking liner.
No way.
Have you ever been cooking and you're like, oh my God, I need to use the oven, but I don't have foil? Cooking liners, replacement or foil? Better than foil, reusable, environmentally friendly. Cooking liners.
Why did you just transform?
It's my gift to you.
Sorry, that is so funny.
I even got you two.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm trying to work out what I could use this for because I don't like to cook. But we'll see. We'll work it out. Look, it says chicken, so I could do that. It's got chicken on it. I could do that. I could do that. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
She's so sweet. It's looking like she actually appreciates this gift. It feels nice to be appreciated.
Oh! What, do people usually hate the gift?
They don't appreciate it the way you appreciated this gift.
Well, we use the parchment paper, and so I think the house will appreciate this.
Okay.
And so I appreciate it.
So when you take it to your house and they now see it, I want you to specifically let them know that it
was
from me.
I'll post this. I'll post it.
Say it was from Rita.
When we use it, I'll post it.
Yeah, please. Let them know that it was me that gave this to you.
I will.
Yeah, because I want to feel appreciated.
Okay.
I get a kink from praise.
Ooh. Same.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We have come to the end of our show.
Thank you so much for coming. Thank you for having me, darling.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
I've had a lot of fun.
Guys, thank you for listening and watching another episode of Faking Adulthood. You guys know the vibes, okay? Please make sure you share, like, subscribe, tell a friend. I don't want to be your secret lover, okay? I don't want to be your secret lover. I want to be your main thing. And as usual, if you didn't like my co-host, please don't use that as an excuse to not come back next week, because she will not be here. I will have another co-host. But in between the episodes, please check out Ayana's music. It's so, so sweet. She's got a new project coming out very soon. It's coming on Friday, but this episode will be out. So it will already be out. Oh, timer. So it will already be out. So make sure you check it out. I'm going to put the details in the bio. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. Love you guys. Bye.